The Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, Domer Dreamscapes, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by AirTech Heating and Air. And now here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
I thought he waved. Okay, good morning. Welcome to the Gardener's Bench. We're here every Saturday morning from 8:30 to 9, live on WRHI, 1340, 100.1 FM. My left one out.
And WRHI.com.
Worldwide.
Not enough coffee.
Who's out there listening today?
I have done.
Worldwide, all the worldwide soccer people around North America.
Yeah. I'm all confused because I thought they canceled that thing, the World Cup. I'm watching the news now.
As far as me and you are concerned, probably, but no. Other people still like soccer.
I don't know if I'm a...
Well, the USA won last night.
I did see that, yeah.
Well, they're talking...
We beat Paraguay.
Yep.
They were talking yesterday on the news.
Thought that was a bird or something.
That they weren't going to have it because somebody didn't do the funding.
Ah, funny. Well, yeah, they got funded.
Next thing I know, they're playing. How's that work?
I actually haven't paid much attention to it, but I looked at the teams that were in this thing, and there's actually a team from Iran and a team from Iraq over here playing, so I thought that was kind of interesting. Iran was sending their team with all this going on.
That's more than... I guess they knew it was going in quicker than we did.
I don't know. Well, they've been talking about how they have to take water breaks because it's hot over here. A lot of people don't deal with the heat, and you're going to be dealing with the heat today because I just looked at my phone. It's 80 degrees right now at 8:30.
96 today.
It feels like it. It's miserable in the afternoon, but we're not used to it. It's June. June the 21st is when summer starts. We're not even at the beginning of summer, but it's hot enough for summer. So
yes. You know, from being here this year, you can't predict anything about past.
No, we cannot.
That's off charts.
I did hear that's a strong El Nino, and we shouldn't get a lot of tropical storms this year, which we would love to have some rain from. It would be.
Today we got some major rain coming in next week.
Yeah, well, it's one tropical depression's already came and didn't deform. I think it's going to dump some rain on Texas, and maybe it'll blow over this way. So a lot of times it gets in the Gulf and it'll come.
They're saying the coastal states, and I'm not sure who that is.
Be good.
If that's us or not, but
yeah. Well, Matt's had a trip. I hope he don't get a lot of rain down there.
It looks like a little bit predicted every day, but that's okay. It's better than being at work.
Somebody told me that at the store. They said, "You think it's going to rain today?" I said, "Well, you know what? There's a chance of rain until middle of September."
Yeah, as long
basically every day.
As long as the sky's up there, it's a chance of rain.
Summertime in the Carolinas.
Don't like the weather today. Wait till tomorrow.
That's right. And I'll be headed to Outer Banks next Saturday. Have my car packed when we come up here. And
I still don't understand the Outer Banks.
There's nothing really to understand about it.
For you, I mean, I can see
it's a place to go.
A little bit, but I can't see you at the Outer Banks.
It's a pirate thing.
There ain't nothing to do over there except fish.
The home of Blackbeard.
I don't know. They got wild horses there.
Yeah, they can do a cool wild. There's a lot of good wildlife, and it's just kind of a rustic beach. It's different from Myrtle. You can get Myrtle. You get down there and absorb all that, but it's different.
I grew up not far from there. I know.
Yeah,
I was in Wilmington.
Wilmington, yeah.
And we went up there regularly. Beach. But now half the beach is underwater.
Yeah, a lot of. Erosions happened over the years and stuff, but
a lot of houses were lost.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand all the fuss about that.
That's way out there on the point. That's Hatteras and all that. So I won't be that far out there. So I'll be protected on the inner outer banks, if you say that. So
yeah.
You said Outer Banks. That's the Outer Banks.
Well, it's all called that, I guess so. But it's been a good week. You know, this is a funny thing. You got rain at your house this week, didn't you?
Couple of
Tuesday. Tuesday I left early to go play golf, and I couldn't even see going down Celanese. I had to go about 30 mile an hour from my store. And by the time I got to Harris Teeter down there, nothing. Didn't rain at my house that day either. And then Wednesday or Thursday, I went to Bank, South State on Ebenezer, and had to sit in my car for like 5 minutes. It was just pouring. And I didn't get any of that rain either. So it was like crazy.
I don't think we got much of Thursday.
Did you get anything Thursday?
I don't remember.
I didn't. My garden is doing awesome. I just had to do some watering here and there to keep it going. So
she planted some tomato plants out in the open, and I figured the deer was in his smorgasbord.
They haven't touched
it. Yeah, I've had some deer at my house. I had some pansies left over there in my pot. They mowed them down, but they didn't touch one thing in my garden.
They haven't messed with the tomato plants, and I've got all kind of little tomatoes. They're all going to be coming up at one time, so I'll be bringing in tomatoes.
Yeah.
That salad's deer.
Yeah.
I had a lady one time when we got to go, but this was several years ago. She came out pitching a fit because deer come up on her deck and eating everything.
Mm-hmm.
And the more I talked to her, she said, well, I've got rows of pansies planted in flower boxes up there. And all you're doing is inviting
them. It's like feed.
I mean, that's just, that's their thing.
Yeah, one of my neighbors said he saw a deer, but right beside my house, just making a racket over there one evening. I didn't even hear it, but I had some wood stacked up there. I wonder if it wasn't like a buck rubbing on that could wood be, trying to.
Making some racket.
Yeah, making a racket in Millwood. That's usually what the rectors do, but now the deer are doing it too.
All I know is the deer has tore up my hydrangeas.
I'm sorry. We're going to come right back, and we did a top 10 list last week, so we got to finish it this week with number 8. So we'll be right back. Right.
It's that time of year when hummingbirds start to appear in your backyard. Did you know that hummingbirds are the only birds that can fly backwards, sideways, and even upside down? So swing by Wild Birds Unlimited for a new feeder so you're ready to host these fascinating creatures, and perhaps you'll witness a few tricks yourself. Plus, check out our selection of premium bird seed to attract even more feathery friends to your backyard. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
Rocks, rocks, rocks. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, river rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, carolinafreshfarms.com.
This is Benny Itter of AirTech. Let us improve your home's air quality with filtration systems and UV products that kill viruses and help your family breathe better, healthier air.
No matter what the weather calls, AirTech Heating and Air.
327-7100.
I went to a garden party to reminisce with my old friends. Chance to share old memories and play our songs again. When I got to the garden
party. Okay, we're going to have a garden party right
here. I got
here.
To the garden party.
Rhonda David is serenading me, so.
What?
All right.
Y'all singing to me.
No, that's right. We're singing, yeah. Okay. I'm sure people love
the
that.
The garden party.
Like half the people who are listening just cut the radio off.
Steve Crump was there.
All right, so we go back to our list. So we did a top 10 list on biggest waste of money on your lawn and things you can do to improve that. So we're on number 8. What was that?
We did number seven.
We did seven, week. Yeah.
And it's number eight is sticking with outdated irrigation systems.
Yeah, sticking with outdated irrigation, which we've talked about. This irrigation system is basically just a bunch of plastic, so it doesn't last forever.
Correct.
And you have leaks and all kind of stuff and not being...
Oh, you definitely need to check it out, but... About 20 years ago, this thing seemed to be going to drip irrigation.
Uh-huh.
And bigger trees and shrubs, that took a lot of that. You don't have to water the whole yard down and water two trees.
Yeah, drip means when you run a hose through the bed, circle around the plant, it has little holes in it, or it just has a nozzle right there at the plant, and it puts the water out. You don't ever see the water, so it's... And I never like that because I like to see what the water's doing. If it's under the mulch and all, you don't know if this plant, plant's getting a bunch of water, this one's not getting water, blah, blah, blah.
Or I like to see if it's, if it's running, if it's working like it's supposed to. Mm-hmm. We deal with that.
The thing about it, though, is overhead is gallons per hour, drip is using gallons. Gallons per minute, and drip is using gallons per hour.
It does save money, save water. Very slow. There's no evaporation that way. And
now, the last 10 years we were in business, every job we did, it hit drip on, we replaced it.
Yeah.
Because it already cut all the pieces.
Now, we do sell irrigation at Carolina Fresh if you need heads or some small part. Or we have a decent size irrigation section. And we sell a lot of the drip line to people, so that people are still using it. So,
but it's a little tube you put down, and it's real easy to cut that.
It can cut if somebody's transplanting a plant. They could cut it with a shovel, or you could even cut it with a weed eater if you got in there enough. So
you can.
Mm-hmm.
And we had one we turned on the seed, and must have been 100 holes, 100 feet. I mean, I've never seen anything
like it. Caddyshack movie that time. When a gopher got a hold of it.
No, you watch that stuff. I don't. Some of
I'm sorry.
Don't
I didn't,
some of us don't
you just watch
time.
Serious documentaries. I forgot.
World War II.
I watched that
Vietnam
last
movies.
There wasn't anything on until I watched it last night.
Hey. All right, well, let's move on to number nine. Let's see if we can get done with this segment.
Okay.
What is nine? I'm sorry, I forgot my paper.
Over-fertilizing or doing it at the wrong time.
Yeah. So your fertilizer, and I'll just speak for what we sell, we sell a quality fertilizer that lasts 45 to 60 days. So if you put out something on April 1st, you don't need to do it May 1st. That's what you put out still working. So some people put out all kind of stuff. I had a guy yesterday come and ask for some triple 17 to put on his fescue, and that would have basically fried it.
Yep.
After Stig talked to him about this, not the right time of year. We talked about this and one of the other things, right time of year to do the stuff. So,
yeah. Well,
but a lot of plant fertilizer like you use lasts a long. Y'all use some in the last 9 months to the year. So,
most of it we recommend was 16-48. That was 90 days. But 30 days, you'd be out there fertilizing all the time.
Yeah. Well, people like, they do what they know, but it's you're really not doing the grass or plants or anything a service by overdoing it.
Back in the early days, we used 10-10-10.
Yeah.
You know, how often you had to do that?
Yeah.
You finished today.
About 30 days.
You better start
two
tomorrow.
2 weeks. That's a great one for corn and stuff.
10-10-10's gone so high now.
Yeah, I know. It's like almost $20 a bag. It used to be like $4.
I sold it for $4.
Yeah.
And I bought some for $25 last year.
Yeah, isn't that nuts?
I only bought one. I wouldn't pay more than that much for born one.
Two old men talking about prices going up. Well, everything's gone up for sure. So,
well, fertilizers and everything else is based on oil prices.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, and based on there. And like I've said on here before, most companies, they'll reduce the nitrogen or up the phosphorus or something to help with the cost of the well, of the fertilizer. So.
They do. They have three demons.
Yeah.
Better law.
All right, we'll be right back to the last one of our top ten here.
That was quick.
I don't mind you hanging out and talking in your sleep. Doesn't matter where you've been, as long as it was deep.
This is Benny Etter. No matter how you sing it, we love that you're singing our jingle.
No matter what the weather,
AirTech makes it better.
No matter what the weather,
call AirTech Heating and Air.
803-327-7100.
Sod, sod, sod. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill and see all our selections of sod we carry. Zoysia, Bermuda, St. Augustine, Centipede, and Fescue. We also carry the fertilizer that you will need for each of these grasses. You can take home a pamphlet with you to remind you when it's time to apply these products. Come see us, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's that time of year when hummingbirds start to appear in your backyard. Did you know that hummingbirds are the only birds that can fly backwards, sideways, and even upside down? So swing by Wild Birds Unlimited for a new feeder so you're ready to host these fascinating creatures, and perhaps you'll witness a few tricks yourself. Plus, check out our selection of premium bird seed to attract even more feathery friends to your backyard. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
Kind of thrills, but the thrill we've never known is the thrill that'll get you when you get your picture on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Rolling Stone.
Wanna see my picture on the cover?
Stone.
Wanna buy 5 copies for my mother?
Yeah.
Stone. Wanna see my smiling face on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Now, Matt's trying to get me started in the middle of that song. He knows better.
We are singing. That's good.
He knows better.
That reminds me of Stephen Stone for some reason.
Yeah. A little bit.
Stephen Stone.
He's not quite as old as I am.
No, he's not. Okay, let's go to number 10.
Number 10.
I remember this one.
You had explained this when I still
it's kind of a weird one. It said the
fuel stabilizer is not needed during the growing season.
So evidence, some people use fuel stabilizers like in the winter to put in your gas, so it's going to be sitting there for a while. And if you're using your lawnmower, there's no need to do that in the growing season. So me and Steve never have done it anyway.
No.
But I know at our work, we use seafoam sometimes in case we get water in the fuel. It helps divide out the water and blah, blah, blah. So there's things you use. Sometimes you diesel, you get water in there. And
problem with that, though, I've heard a lot of things the last few years, but it seemed like in older days, that the gas rose to the top, the water stayed on the bottom.
Okay.
So you never, unless you had an intake on the bottom, you never had a problem.
Huh. I thought it'd be the other way, but that's
But the big tanks at the ground, they put water in the part they can't pump out, and then the hole sits on top of it.
Well, it's something to think about. You don't need, I mean, during the winter, you don't need a bunch of gas in your lawnmower, I guess. But, I mean, right here, we kind of cut. I mean, I kind of cut year round. It can be 70s in December and January. So.
We have a lot of rain and warm temperatures. You got to. I mean,
that could have been a universal top 10 thing. So.
Yeah, and usually December and January are about the only times you don't use your mower.
Yeah.
At least me.
I like to clean up my yard, make it look good.
You don't know my brother then.
I always do it the day after Thanksgiving and make the yard look good and get all the leaves up.
Black Friday.
And then we set up the nativity scene.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
He always kisses it once, twice every December, January, just because it looks better.
Yeah. True.
Keep it tidy.
All right. Well, we wrapped up that top 10 list. That was good. And
I still don't know about the last one.
I didn't create it. I just passed it on. So
just copied.
We're going to our subject today was insects. And now, man, they are... I'll say something about insects. They're everywhere right now, man. I haven't seen a mosquito. Have you?
I'll get that much.
Evan,
shh.
soon as we go outside, we eat up in the parking lot.
Yeah.
And normally when I go out, if there's mosquitoes around, I'm going to get attacked.
Yeah. I don't.
We'll stand on the deck and I'll see none.
You're like me. I sit out with Teresa. She's getting to eat it. She can't sit out there.
I'll sit out there.
I don't never get a bite. But
now somebody said one time it relates to your potassium level.
Well, it's estrogen is what I've heard.
Maybe that too.
There's probably all kind of levels. Me and Steve have leather skin, so.
I heard that it was they were attracted to the O positive. Well, he's got O positive blood, and that ain't got nothing to do with
it. There's a lot of theories, but
yeah,
mosquitoes they congregate around water or standing water. If you can eliminate any of that,
standing water, you don't have a problem.
Exactly. Well, I mean, they're still gonna be out there, but
you don't see them much anymore. But back in the 50s, old tires. They were happy, they had water in them. That's where you spaghetti the swan from.
Well, just be careful if you are spraying for bugs and stuff, that there are a lot of good bugs out there, so you don't want to hurt your bees, and that's what makes the world go around, really.
That's right.
You want to.
So I can get my
pollination and it affects our lives if the bees weren't out there doing their thing. Then I wouldn't be able to sell honey at the store.
No comment.
I got to have my local honey.
Caroline Fresh is open right now, and we're open till 2 o'clock today. So come in there and see us.
No trouble to handle.
We got the air conditioning on. It is doing its best. It got to 83 degrees yesterday in there. That thing is running. It's nothing but our store is a tin box sitting in the middle of the sun. So, I mean, when the sun's out, it's not
much. It gets warm in there.
Not much you can do about it.
Hot. Yeah.
We need a shade cloth on top of it or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, but be careful with bugs. A common chemical to use is bifenthrin. It's safe to inside and outside the house. It does ants, fleas, tick, spiders, all this good stuff. But just don't get crazy with it when you use it. So the fire ants are really a problem in some areas around here. I don't have any in my yard. I'll knock on the wood here, but
hopefully not. Give it time.
We got black ants.
Really?
Yeah, and they keep coming up in the same place. And we put that, I'll put poison on it every time I cut.
Yeah.
I mean, once a week.
Wow, and it doesn't eliminate them.
Well, they will for a couple days, and they'll regenerate or whatever.
Yeah, well, you didn't get to the queen, I guess.
What do you put on it?
Sometimes the ortho, and we got some outside yard cats. We put this stuff diatomaceous earth or something.
Diatomaceous earth.
Yeah, that one too. But it's
organic thing.
You might be better using a bait, like Andro or something like that.
I've got a white powder that's good if you want to come by and get that.
Worker bees take that down inside the mound.
Yeah.
Kill the queen and anybody else that has any authority.
Well, you're supposed to like put some chips out there and see if they're foraging, and then you use the bait. And it's like, I don't have time to do all this.
I'm just trying to get rid of chips.
Yeah, to see if they come out, see if they're moving, and then you use the bait. Then they take the bait and they take it down to the queen. And then
you can look at it and tell if they're moving.
Well, if they're not, they don't really move. You step on the mound or you dust it off or whatever, and then they get mad and they're everywhere. All over your feet and everything else. So.
I had the specter out one time years ago, and we were walking through a field of crepe myrtles. And there were a couple mounds there, and we treated it for that lot. And the neighbor across the road had a big one by his mailbox, and he was over there messing with it. And I said, I'm just going to watch this. So I knew what you would do. He poured gasoline on it and set it off. It shot 20 feet up in the air. I mean, it went way up there.
His mailbox?
And I looked at Mike from right beside the mailbox. I looked at Mike and I said, okay, now what happens if I do that? He said, if you do that, you're going to jail. I don't have any authority over him. I said, we need to get you some.
Oh, gosh. That's so funny. All right, we'll be right back with the last segment of the Garden Adventure.
Mm-hmm.
this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's that time of year when hummingbirds start to appear in your backyard. Did you know that hummingbirds are the only birds that can fly backwards, sideways, and even upside down? So swing by Wild Birds Unlimited for a new feeder so you're ready to host these fascinating creatures, and perhaps you'll witness a few tricks yourself. Plus, check out our selection of premium bird seed to attract even more feathery friends to your backyard. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
This is Benny Etter of AirTech. Now is the time to clean and service your heating and air unit. For $99, we'll make sure it's running safely and efficiently all year long.
No matter what the weather calls, AirTech Heating and Air.
327-7100.
Rocks, rocks, rocks. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, river rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
Every day is a lovely day.
Yes, it is.
If it's not, make it lovely.
That's right.
If it's not, go in the house and cut the air conditioning on. It'll make it lovely today.
Lovely there.
I've got two graduation parties to go to, one today, one tomorrow. I'm playing golf in the morning, so that'd be early before it gets hot. 8:20. I never played that early. I'm out there scraping dew.
I've had 7:30 tee offs before.
Yeah, I've done it too. It's not great.
You're playing Fort Mill tomorrow?
Fort Mill, yeah. I like Fort Mill. I grew up playing over there. When they had the old clubhouse that burned years ago. And then
I played one time.
Bowling alley and everything over there. Had a lot of stuff going on, but it's changed. But the golf course is still the same, and it looks really good.
They weren't welcoming to the newcomers back in the day.
Old Carl was a pro there.
Yeah.
Walter Reynolds was a guy I knew that he gave me some lessons, and he was a really cool guy. But all the Springs courses are looking really good. Chester, I went to Lancaster the other day.
I never played Lancaster.
Man, that's great. That's a
great
course.
What's the one out in the country?
Well, Kershaw used to be in that group, but they bought it out and they added the city owns Kershaw now. But it's Springfield, Fort Mill, Chester, and Lancaster. Chester's the one way out there in the country.
I've been to Chester for a little while.
Chester opened in 1971. I believe my dad took me there right that first year because I was around 5 years old when I started. So it was many rocks out there back then.
There was later, too. You ought to mess up a golf club.
Yeah.
Place to do it.
Be in the middle of the fairway. But it looks really good now.
It's been 20 years since I played there.
Wow.
Before I got sick, I played rare then. I can't swing a club now if I wanted to.
I don't know if I told you now, but I walked 18 holes about 2 weeks ago with my granddaughter. She needed to get out and walk, and I've been, as a challenge to myself, I wanted to see if I could walk 18 holes and play, and I did it.
You made it.
Yeah. Number 15, I didn't think I was going to make it, but Lillian's way up here, and I'm way behind, about 50 yards behind her.
I did make it,
so I feel.
You let your granddaughter out walk.
I feel pretty good. Almost 60 years old, and I walked now and carried my bag.
Yep.
That's great.
Yeah. Okay.
Are we going to talk about next week? Some more insects, probably. So we never got to talk about that too much, but
the grub worms.
Yeah. Grubs and everything and all that fun stuff. I think Matt's gonna be gone next week on vacation, but we'll be here, and
everybody can go on vacation at the same time.
Well, come go with us.
Yeah. All right, wrap it up, Steve.
Okay, that's it for this week. We'll be back next week, and I can't read your notes.
On the radio.
The Gardener's Bench has been brought to you by
Carolina Fresh Farms, AirTech Heating and Air, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by Domer Dreamscapes. Be sure to join us again Saturday morning for The Gardener's Bench on WRHI. South Carolina.